begin mam mit dem gufel in ich verzell so if you only left off with four the gad le sikho and one is to teach us da loch das frag was ich selbst mir ja geschis kolopasho tavnisa pirish schach in der nefer once it starts to talk about the sukkah it starts talking about the mitzchach and therefore also you also saw the gerusal ishlishis the yokim to our tefach so it comes out that so far one is a gufay and one is for schach so really you're left over with three so you should have to have just three walls like we're starting out let's say with five the way you wanted to say and then we have one the gufay and one for schach so you're only left over with three and even in these three walls there's a loch of Moshe Sinai that the third wall is enough for tefach that's a we all aloch of sukkah is enough with two good walls and the third wall is enough even a tefach Moshe says, Elo miyatir so, v'tomo shivuayim, shivayim, v'alukhula, the Postik says, she's told me shivuayim, Rashi, Siv, name one, I say nami, ani misurf etzfuye, palgo tesefes, shivim, al shivuayim, v'ani miklub tzure, palgo, nimses moisif, al shivuayim, chov ches, chetzel, shalun vov, like l'chula, No, the Pasuk says, Avnisha that you led this Nekeva, she gives birth to a Nekeva, so the Pasuk says that she's Tomei Shvuayim. So we know we dash in the Pasuk means she's Tomei for 2 weeks, that's all. But it says the Nekeva Selid, she's Tomei Shvuayim. So we say it means 2 weeks, but really it's written Shivim. So maybe why not say it means 70, so it means both. So therefore I'll say like this, the difference between 70 in 2 weeks, take off 14 from 70 is 56. So half of 56 is 28. So maybe she comes later on 28 more days. So by Nisha gives birth to an Akeva, maybe she's coming for 2 weeks and 28 days. Fred Gemara. Again, Elamayata, the Tumish Shvuayim, that says Shivim. And also we should read it, it's written Shivim 70. Sahani Kroh, the way we read it, 2 weeks. For honey, his service to where it's given over 70, so our boy and Vatakin boy should have to have 42 days, like 14 and 28, should have to have 42. Boy of May said, why do we say that's how long she's tome? So Mara says, no, Shani Hilton over here by your legacy is different. The prophet says, Chini Dosa. It says she has a tumor like any Dosa. Because in Mashma Shlo Yor Akosu Leminyan Yomim El Leminyan Shavuos Shanida Shuachas Mashma just like a Nida is Tommy 1 week they would say no 2 weeks but not to say 70 days but if Adir Atir says Shavuayim treat to hear by Yeledis Nekeva it only means another week more than a Nida a regular Nida is only 1 week here it's 2 weeks but if Adir Atir has no thought to say it means 70 days here we don't dash in both ways the Mesiris and the Mikra Nalimur says, V'tona no detana, Maisi lemi hocho, he learns out from over here. Again, how do we know the Yisoid, that even one Zerika is Mechapel? V'ashana maspis le Maisi lehide beisilik rafuna lemi hocho. This Tana learns out Shana beisil in the Mishnah, not like Rafuna learns, but rather from another place. How beisil knows that by a chatis, it's enough to have one Zerika. Mehocho from over here, the Pasuk says, V'chiper, 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 So the Gemara says, "Mifnei Adin," because really the svara should be that the roli kuvra. Rashi says, "Shechozak lilo malamid alachatas tachitzino shekol matnesel makeves." I would have thought to say all the matnesel makev. The kach nemroilu says lahachshir imchisa. Come teach us these words with chiper that if you're missing one, still it's kosher. So it goes like this. Sheyoch, because really I would have said, "Vale adin with the svara." Nemru domim lamato, v'nemru dom lamalo. It says by certain Kabonis that Rashi said the svara really is to be machshir korban chatos with one zrika, because it says dom and lamata mechut asikro. Rashi says kol damin that's brought down, all damin that's not a chatos that's brought lamata mechut asikro. So there it's a kapor maton achas, because there it's a clearly the Rashi says chsiv for dams zivochech lo yishofech, but chatos doesn't say here. So really, it's a svara like this. Oma v'lo dinu nemru dom lamata. Both the korbanos itself to put the dam on the bottom of the mizbeach. The nemru dom lamal. It says the zrika to dam by korban chatis. If so, it should have said ma matin domim amurun lamata. Just by the zrika to dam by shark korbanos. Shenosim b'matzona achas keeper. But even though it's only brought down with one zrika, here's a kapora from the pasuk of adam zavachecha. He shofeich. If so and so, he would have said, "Av damim hamurim lamalo." Even by korban chatis, that as dams brought lamalo, also would have said that shenosim amaton achas keeper. That lamaist, if you make one zrika, there should be a kapora. Let me learn out chatis from other kabonis. That's one svarim. Talmud Mora says no. Maybe I'll change around a little bit different. I'll say like this. Nemru domim b'fnim. It says the word domim b'fnim. V'nemru domim b'chutz. Says the word domim b'chutz. So ma dom hamur b'fnim. Just like by the chatis ha'pnim. Those korban chatis, they're pshita chisar achas mikol ha'matonis. If you're missing any one of the matonis that you're supposed to bring, lo yosav le'klum, there's no kapara at all. So maybe the same thing applies by korban chatis. Of chutz, av domim hamur b'chutz. As long as it's a korban chatis, even though it's brought b'chutz, maybe also should be the same svaro that chiser achas mehem, chiser achas min amatonis lo yosav leklum. Maybe you're missing one of them. It should not be a kapor at all. So here I don't know how to learn out a korban chatis. Is a korban chatis doim to the kabonis? But even with one zrika, it's a kaporo. Or maybe no, it's doim to the chatis apnim that you bedaska have to have all four zrikas. So Mora says, okay, let's see. Nira lemi doima to which is the more doima. Donin chutz michutz, once we're going out of korban chatis, of a chitzoin, from other korbanos that are brought on the mezerach chitzoin. But the yein donin chutz mifnim, do not learn out a korban that's brought achutz, from a korban chatis apanim. Or else again, oi klachel derazu, maybe no. Like, learn the other way. Ze donin chatis viaba kronis, michatis viaba kronis. Learn out a chatis chitzoin from a chatis apanim. They're both a korban chatis, and they both have to have the zrikas and the four koronas. Even though one's inside, one's outside. And the Yal Yachir does not learn out chutz, a korban like Shlomim. Shein chatis is not a korban chatis. The Yal Bakronis, you don't have to have the Zrika and Dalad Karbonis. Dalad Karbonis, the four corners of the Zveyach. So again, I don't know what the swore by korban chatis is. Therefore, Talmud Lamed Apotik says, V'chiper, V'chiper, V'chiper. That means to say like this, it says three extra times the word V'chiper, meaning like this. V'chiper, Afa Pishla, Nosne, Lesholish. One v'chiper is teach us, even though you're missing one. It says again, v'chiper means apapishin loy nosen elishtayim, even though you're missing two zrikas. Then it says a third time, v'chiper comes to teach us, apapishin nosen elachas, even though you only made one zrika, even though you're missing three zrikas, still you have a kapara. That's how we learn out Pshan Be'Silul, that even a chatis ha'pchitoin, even though you're missing three zrikas, the three times it says the word v'chiper, as long as you have one zrika, that's mechapa. Fredi Gemara, no, v'ani bona legufe. These words v'chipa are not the extra. We need legufe to teach us the after of the kapora. They're not extra over here. Which is a bechol chad v'chad alam b'cho, shekipra ala chet. The word v'chipa is coming to teach us that this carbon is mechapa on a chet. Gemara says, Omar Rova Barado, Barada Mori, Asav, Omar Rova Barada. That Mori, Asav, my Rebbe, explained it to me, that Omar, when the Pasuk says, V'chipa v'nislach, Zui kaporo, Zui slicha, that this is a kaporo, and this is a slicha. So therefore, the kaporo is a teaches about the loch of the zrika, that even though you're missing three zrikas, as long as you have one, it's a kaporo, and the slicha v'nislach, that's the kaporo. But the Gemara still, Eima water, and I say, V'chipa means afa pishka nosan ela sholosh lamalo, the Yachas Lamata, maybe that's all it means. Avadi, you have to have four Zrikas. But the Chiddush is, even if you only have three Lamala and one Lamata, and then a second V'chipur is, Avapishta Nosan El Shtayim Lamata, or Shtayim Lamala. Then a third V'chipur is, Avapishta Nosan Lamala El Lamata. Even though you put all the Zrikas Lamata. Maybe that's the Chiddush. But I call upon him, you have to have four Zrikas. Just at least it has to be Lamata. But how do you know to say, if you only have one Zrika at all, that that's enough? Omer Avada by Yitzchok and came, so the Talta Torah Arba Kronos. It can't be. You can't tell me by a chatis is enough to put all four lamata. That's not called a keren. And we know the pasuk says you have to have a keren by the korban chatis. So Pshita, you have to have at least one Zrika Lamala.
But the Gemara then says no, that the Rachmono Malavatlan, look, if the Torah says that B'dievet it's a good Zrika, even though you have no Kronis, so what do you want? The Torah says it though. Like true, mitzvah lechatchili is supposed to make the Zrikas Lamala on the Karen. But maybe the Pasuk is saying now that B'dievet though, even though there's no Zrikas Lamala, even though they're all Lamata, B'dievet you'd be Yotza. So what's the Bikash you'd be Mavatl? The Karen, but the Rachmono Malavatlan, the Torah says it's okay to Mavatlit. So it still should be kosher. So maybe the pshat is you have to have all four, but maybe the chiddush is even though they're lamato. So Marav Rava says, a zel dover shetzorach sholish. Which thing do we have to have three? Have you emailu kronis that have to be the karen? In other words, for sure the pasuk needs to say that at least one zrika has to be on top by the karen. The Rashi says, which things need sholish means v'chipa. Which things need three times the word v'chipa? Have you emailu kronis that goes on the kronos and the kronis. And like we said before, that each time it says the word keeper, it's taken away one, but our koponim, we took away three corners. So our koponim are left with one. So that's pshita from these psukim of the keeper, the keeper, the keeper, it has to be that at least you need at least one keren. So that's how we know that the pshat from the pasuk is that even one zrika lamalo is mechaper. Yeah, so that's what it says, that has to be at least one on the Karen. Now the Gemara says, Ema, why don't I say v'chipa means, the Pasuk says three times v'chipa, apa pishloi noson elo achas lamalo v'sholosh lamato. Maybe the three v'chipa is true, take away the three zrikas, but not that you don't need it at all. Maybe you need them, just have to be lamato. Ah, you said you have to have Karen, so true. Maybe likuva, like the least that you could have for korban chatis, would be at least one zrika lamalo on the keren and three lamato. But still, how do you know to say that with just one zrika alone you have the kaporo? Maybe you still need the other three to be lamato. Gemara says, no, that's not a svara. Loi motzinu domim shechetzion lamalo v'chetzion lamato. We don't find anywhere by dam that there's such a chiyah that half of it is lamalo and half should be lamato. Like here, you want to tell by chiyah by chatis. Likuva, you have to have at least one lamala and three lamata, you never have that. It always has to be either lamala or lamata. See, since likuva, it's enough one lamala, pshita, that's all. You do not need any lamata. For the Gemara of Aloy, is that true what you're saying? You never find this Rika to be half and half. For your Tanan, we learned about the Avoida, the part that's born on Yom Kippur. It says, he's the Mimenu who used to make Hazor from the special dam, the part of the current God of born on Yom Kippur. And it says, it's Achas lamala, the Sheva lamata. And the other meaner is, Mamish, one Zrika was Lamala on top of the Chutah Sikrum, and the other seven was on Lamala, but was on Lamata on the bottom of it. And after the Chutah Sikrum, Rashi says, go on, Midama Pari of Kippurim, and it says, Alpnei HaKaparos, Kedmo, Alpnei HaKaparos, Yad HaShem Apamim. So the other meaner is, one of it has to be on the top half of the Kaparos, and the other seven have to be on the bottom half. So you see, and this one Zrika is like on top and on bottom. So Morris says, no, I'll tell you over there, it means kematzlif, that there wasn't mamish one on top and seven on bottom, but was a straight line going straight downwards. And Morris explains now, my kematzlif, what's this lashon of kematzlif? So Mochir Rav Yehuda viewed the point and showed him kimenagno, as if somebody getting malchus. Like you take the strap and you hit him, the strap comes down. The kitzur doesn't mean one on top and then the other seven on the bottom. It just means these like eight zrikas, one starts top, then the next one right underneath it, the next one right underneath it, is just the lotion of coming down, but not to say that part of it has to be on top, and the other part of it has to be on bottom. So that's what we're remaining now. There's never a chiyuv korban to say, half of the dam, or part of the dam should be on top, and the other half on the bottom. Therefore, it's mustavri here by chatis, all you have to have is just one zrika lamalo, and with that you have your kapora b'dievit. For the Gemara, the Pasuk says, he's the altiroi, Shal Mizbech Shav Apamim. They're supposed to spritz the dam on the Mizbech Apnim seven times. So now, my, what does it mean to say, Havamina is, my